Let's do the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6. This is letter number 1838. Baruch Hashem, dated Yud Beis Elul, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe said, "It's with pleasantness that I received your letter, dated the 16th day of Menachem Av, in which you write that you are intending to publish a sefer." It doesn't say the name of the sefer. And the Rebbe says he also gave the Rebbe the different write-ups that he said at the eulogy of the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe's father-in-law, and what he said on after his passing and when he and after 30 days at the Shloshim. And he's asking the Rebbe's approval for those for the eulogies that he gave. So the Rebbe says it's not my profession to give approbation approvals for Sfarim, especially those Sfarim that deal with expounding the Torah. And the Rebbe said, he says, he explains, I've already said in the past that on one hand, you know, there is a rule, Ein Meshivin Al Hadrush, that you don't challenge when somebody makes an expounding, whether it's true or not true, you don't, you know, you don't challenge it, you let it go. And the Rebbe explains, because when you're talking about halacha, about the law, the ruling, so then everybody must come up with the right, true, emes lamitoi, the true ruling, or it is. But, you know, if it's just expounding, okay, so you don't challenge it. So, but the Rebbe says there's also another side. On the other hand, by halacha, it is only important that the ruling, what the result is, what the ruling is. And it's not so important whether the person who is giving the ruling, his, as quoting from the Mishnah, his fear comes before his wisdom. In other words, it has to be a God-fearing Jew. That's even more than his wisdom, as explained elsewhere. But that in our days, that especially in the time of exile, especially when we're at the heels of Mashiach, in other words, we're very far into the exile, right before Mashiach. So it is possible that even if a person learns Torah not for the proper reasons, he doesn't learn it for the sake of Torah, and yet he can come up with a true halacha the way in the truth is. I mean, it almost seems like if we didn't have that, we wouldn't have any true halachas today. You know, you have to have a person giving the halachas. I mean, not to knock anyone, but I'm just saying, in generally, that's why in the heels of Mashiach, and now people will come up with the right halacha, even if they're lacking in that level of that their fear should be greater than their wisdom, which means that high level. But this only works now. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and close to it, over there, how did we know the ruling is like the person? Is Shavaye Imoy. Havaye Imoy, Hashem is with him. What does it mean, Hashem? The word Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which means Hoya Hoyve V'Yikecha. He is, he was, is, and will be at one. In other words, this is beyond nature, as opposed to the name of Elohim, which is the gematria, the numerical value of HaTeva, which means nature. So, because of Teva, of nature, you can have Divrei Elohim Chayim. From Elohim, you can have various halachas. Different people can come up with different halachas. But Havaye Ima, halacha kemais, the ruling, you need to be connected with Havaye in a higher level. It's in time. But now, even without having so much Havaye Ima, I guess the Rebbe says you can still have halacha. However, the Rebbe says when you're expounding Torah, not for halacha. So what is the impact with that? Is you're trying to get people arouse them to fear God our God, to have awe for Hashem our God. So therefore, what comes out of every expounding thought of all of every drush needs to be fitting, that everything should bring about to the level of fear of Hashem. As the Rebbe points to the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, it says that nowadays, we're talking about that during the Pesach and the Yomim Tovim, the rabbis would give drushes involving the holidays. So the quotes over there that nowadays we expound words of Agoda as it relates to the day. And the Rebbe's reference further to Kuntres Acharin and Simon. So that means that the Agoda is something which brings the person, arouses the person to the service of Hashem. And the Sifri says it, in other words, he says, Ritzoincha shetakir es misha amar v'hoya olam lemoid Agoda. If you wish to recognize Hashem, the one who said and created the world, go study the expounding parts of Torah. So, basically, the Rebbe is saying that there is two sides of it. On one hand, the Rebbe says he doesn't give approvals on Svarim, but when it comes to Drush, on one hand, it doesn't have to be so accurate, but on the other hand, it has to be more bringing out specifically to Yerushalayim, because halacha, you know, you have to come up to the right ruling. But over here, since it's a matter of bringing people to an emotional connection to Hashem, it has to be in the right way. So, as Rebbe says, this that you write in your write-up, in your memorim about the previous Rebbe, so the Rebbe says, I thank you, Yasher Koyach, for the specific and in your Srivn, and the fact that you are that you are circling in the marketplace of the eulogizer, you know, that you're part of the people that are eulogizing, because he says tzaddikim are similar to their creator, especially when we talk about leaders of generations, which we know that the expansion of Moshe in every generation. So the Moshe Rabbeinu, with regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, is not just a regular tzaddik. We're talking about a tzaddik who is a leader of a generation. He's like the Moshe in that generation, the expansion of Moshe Rabbeinu. With regards to Moshe, the pasuk says, I stand in between you, between Hashem and you. So Moshe Rabbeinu was an intermediary between God and the Jewish people. So the Rebbe basically wants to say great tzaddikim are also similar in a way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like by Hashem we say that the ultimate knowledge is that we realize that we can't really know Hashem, and yet we always are mentioning Hashem, Shem Shemayim Shagu B'Fikol, and everybody knows about Hashem. Even children, quoting from the Torah Oyer, know that there is Hashem out there. Don't know maybe everything about Hashem. They know there is God, but that's it. You know exactly how He manifests Himself. What they don't know, doesn't have any idea, but they know about the luminary. They know that there is Hashem, the Moir. So the Rebbe says, similar is with tzaddikim and the leaders of the generation. The truth of the matter is, you cannot really reach the end, and you don't really are able to put into words or appreciate the true greatness, but yet, even children know it, which means, without knowing all the details, they all know that this is the leader of the generation, this is the tzaddik. So, the Rebbe basically is thanking him for being there part of the eulogizer, but he's trying to tell him that in the end of the day, we can't really appreciate fully the greatness and the righteousness of the previous Rebbe. As you asked, the Rebbe says, when I was on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, I mentioned you and your family members for all that you need, as you write in your letter. May Hashem blessed merit each one and one of us to notify only good news constantly all the days with blessing for Aksiva Aksima Toiva. And the Rebbe is attaching his four articles, and the Rebbe is also attaching the headlines of the what the Rebbe spoke on the Shabbos Kodesh Mevorchim. So here you see, while the Rebbe is happy that he is, the Rebbe says with pleasantness, that he is printing the book, and he's also adding these articles about the eulogy of the Rebbe. But the Rebbe says, you know, I can't give approbation, I can't give approvals, I don't do that. And the Rebbe says, on one hand, it's harder, it's easier to give an approval on a drush, on expounding the Torah, because it doesn't have to be 100% accurate. It's if you have a good idea, you say it, okay, you can go. Eimashivin ala drush. But, and halacha, you need to know the halacha. But yet the Rebbe says, since the purpose of it is to bring the fear of Hashem, to bring a person, so every conclusion of every expounding is not just an exercise of some sort of idea to bring in, but it has to bring out that that concept. The Rebbe says, you know, Agoda, he quotes from different places that learning Agoda, learning that part of Torah, the expounding part of Torah, is a very positive thing. As he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch, and he brings down the Sifri, that you can recognize Hashem from that. But while the Rebbe says, no, thank you for being in the marketplace of those who eulogize and for your preciseness, however, the Rebbe says, it's important to know that tzaddikim are like, in a way, like Hashem, and just like Hashem, we say, well, everybody knows Hashem, but still, we can't really figure out the tzaddikim, their greatness, especially leaders of the generation, the Moshe Rabbeinu, who stands in between Hashem and the people, we can't really have a full comprehension, while everybody knows that the Rebbe is the tzaddik and the great of the generation. The Rebbe says he blesses him, he will mention him at the resting place of the Ohel, and the Rebbe blesses him to have good news only all the time, returns, I guess, his articles, and the Rebbe also gives him the headlines of his talk on the Shabbos Mevorchim.